track three, and here are the headline stories for this week. And the headline on the front of the advertiser is Tackling Post Office Problems, and it's about the minister intervening over post office complaints. MP Martin Wrigley has stepped in to try to tackle problems with Newton Abbott's post office service. Following months of complaints about reduced opening hours of the post office in Queen Street, Mr. Wrigley contacted the government minister responsible to express his concerns. Staff shortages following several resignations and subsequent recruitment difficulties have been responsible for the problems in keeping the counter manned. Now Gareth Thomas, MP, Minister for Services, Small Business and Exports, has intervened, asking his officers to find out from post office bosses what has gone wrong. Their response was that operator Cost Cutter had experienced severe recruitment problems. In a letter to Mr. Wrigley, the minister said he was told, "Post office inform me that the Newton Abbott branch, which is operated by Cost Cutter, has been experiencing a short-term staffing issue due to the resignation of several of the staff. Cost Cutter kept attempting to recruit and was successful in appointing new employees, but unfortunately, they resigned during training. The branch has recruited further staff who are currently in training." The post office explains that the branch was doing all that they could to resolve the situation. Mr. Thomas explained that while publicly owned, the post office operates as a commercial business, and the company has the freedom to deliver the branch network within the parameters set by government. The government sets minimum access criteria, which, for example, require 99% of the UK population to be within 3 miles of their nearest post office outlet. The government also protects services by setting minimum services to be provided at post offices. Mr. Thomas said, "We're committed to finding ways to strengthen the post office. There are currently more than 11,500 branches, so it's inevitable there will be variations in the number of branches open at any one time. The government appreciates the impact these variations of opening hours have on a community. I know it can be disruptive, particularly for communities who don't have nearby alternatives. It's encouraging to see that the post office is doing all that it can to rectify the issue."
£14 million upgrade to emergency department. Torbay's Hospital's emergency department is to undergo a £14.2 million upgrade to increase patient capacity and reduce waiting times. Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust has announced the cash injection of capital investment to improve care for people needing emergency treatment. Announcing the investment, Caroline Cousins, Director of Capital Developments, Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust, said, "This is fantastic news for the residents of Torbay and South Devon and for all our hard-working staff at Torbay Hospital. Anyone who has attended our emergency department knows the challenges of our ageing estate and how this affects people's waiting times and experiences. We currently do not have enough space to triage and treat people, and our waiting area is both small and extremely busy. This multi-million pound investment will support us to make changes to the building that will improve how quickly we can see and treat people, as well as improving people's experience of our emergency department. Additional capital funding will be used to build a new wraparound extension for the emergency department, using modern methods of construction for speed and efficiencies." Mark Roberts, Deputy Medical Director, said, "This development will allow us to create a new space for our same-day emergency care unit and support capacity and flow improvements throughout our existing emergency pathway. It will also create a new dedicated triage area for people in crisis who need mental health support. We are using this opportunity to modernise how we deliver healthcare and provide a much better working environment for our dedicated and compassionate colleagues. This investment allows us to expand the acute assessment unit with new see and treat accelerated triage rooms That will give us more space to treat people, reducing waiting times and improving people's outcomes and experience. Dr. Kevin Dixon, Chair of Health Watch in Devon, Plymouth and Torbay, said, "This is an excellent outcome for local residents and hard-working hospital staff. In 2023, we visited their busy emergency department multiple times to speak with patients about their experience, with many commenting about how uncomfortable the small waiting room was and that they had to wait a long time to be seen. We hope the much-needed enhancement ensures people can get the support they need from the best place possible and the best outcomes for them." Martin Wrigley, MP for Newton Abbott, said, "Having seen firsthand the need to update the emergency department at Torbay, I am delighted that the Trust has secured the funding."
Community Heyday Dance Project comes to fruition. A community project exploring memories of dancing in the heyday of the 20th century seaside music scene is set to culminate in a celebratory public dance event in Dawlish. Over the last few months, At the Hop has seen older Dawlish residents in care homes and community groups share their reminiscences of going out dancing in their youth. Recordings of the interviews have been used to create a 30-minute audio programme, which will serve as an archive and an educational resource for local libraries, schools and museums. Now, the end of the project is being marked by a free, family-friendly celebratory event that will be held at the Strand Centre in Dawlish on Saturday the 25th of January. The night will feature live music from local band The Cherry Shades, who will play covers of the residents' favourites 50s and 60s tracks, and a DJ playing records from the era. The project has been created and led by Dr. Tony Liddington, Senior Lecturer in the University of Exeter's Department of Communications, Drama and Film, and Artistic Director of Dawlish Arts Organisation, Promenade Promotions. He said, "The aim of At the Hop has been to develop pride in place, encourage social cohesion and intergenerational relationships, improve employment opportunities for young people and provide a celebration of the town in which we live. Sadly, it is the reality that these intergenerational engagements rarely occur because local elderly folk have few opportunities to meet younger adults." Maz McNamara, one of the At the Hop trainees, said, "It's been so fulfilling to be providing people the opportunity to reminisce and engage with vivid memories from good times in their youth. Seeing the way this lights them up has been incredibly touching. I'm really grateful for what feels like a unique opportunity to serve the community through the arts, singing and laughing together and connecting with a different generation over our similarities as well as our differences. It has inspired me to think more expansively about what kinds of community arts engagements are possible." The audio programme will be launched at the dance event, which will be held from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Entry is free and attendees are encouraged to come in costume.